the stats, the salt, the sanity. And every so often, they talk about sports, too. Here is Eric Dorsch, Russ Ivanek, and Justin Marcus. This is Armchair Sports Talk.
Hey, guys. This is Eric Dorsch here for Armchair Sports Talk. Sadly, in this one, you're not going to get the stats. You're not going to get the salt. You are going to get some sanity, though, at least as sane as I can be. We're going to get the other two on the show hopefully later in the week, and we can actually go through the whole draft, discuss everything, how we felt they did. But just wanted to update you real quick on what the Lions have done so far. No surprise here, the Lions did not trade away their first pick and the third overall pick. Lots of talks about them trading with possibly Miami so they could come up, or the Chargers were in the conversation. There was even conversation for a little bit of time with a few other teams that had some lower picks that just the math of what they wanted to do to make it work just didn't add up. So Lions keep that pick and take Ohio State defensive back Jeff Okuda, someone who we've heard a lot about in this draft, is a very, very likely candidate. Some people thought the Lions needed to go receiver. Some people thought – I'm not receiver. I'm sorry. Some people thought the Lions needed to go quarterback. Our boy Justin was all about that. Sadly, Tua went to the Miami Dolphins. So you really do get welcome Tua Miami. But Okuda, big-time player, someone who is expected to pretty much be a mainstay on one side of that defensive back pairing. Big-time player, ball hawk, knows the game, and should be an immediate impact. With that second-round pick, 35th overall, Lions, we expected them to keep addressing needs that needed to be addressed. Obviously, a front seven player, linebacker, even an offensive lineman, all these pieces. But Lions decided to go with DeAndre Swift, running back out of Georgia. Big-time runner, going to definitely be a great combination with Kerryon Johnson and Bo Scarborough, who's expected to re-sign. They really do have a three-headed monster now at running back, assuming all parties could stay healthy. And listen, Darrell Bevell last year, he found a way to make almost everybody seem somewhat effective in that offense. So adding a guy like DeAndre Swift really helps us feel like we can put any one of those guys back there and it should really work. Be exciting to see him actually play. I was more under the impression that A.J. Epenesa, the defensive end out of Iowa, would have been the pick there, but listen, hopefully someone in that front office knows more than I do. Moving on, I don't know the last time this has happened, and this is pretty cool. Maybe when we put this up, we'll get some comments from some people. But third round, 67th overall pick, the Lions did finally address that DN need, going with Julian Okwara. Okwara, that name sounds familiar. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the younger brother of current Lion, Romeo Okwara. So we will have brothers on that defensive side. Could be fun to watch those two maybe work together, see if they maybe have that brotherly chemistry going. Okwara, heck of a player at Notre Dame, should be hopefully an immediate contributor to that defensive line, just adding another piece, which is great. Staying in the third round, with the 75th overall pick, Lions actually made a trade with the Indianapolis Colts, sending the 85th, the 149th, and the 182nd pick to the Colts in exchange for the 75th with the pick they made and receiving the 197th. Now, with that pick, Lions decide to go to another spot that really needed addressing, that is the offensive line. We've got a lot of young talent on that offensive line, but we're still trying to see what pieces fit best where. So we go with offensive guard Jonah Jackson out of Ohio State. Big guy, going to definitely be great. I saw a stat the other day. He dropped back on something like 1,000 pass plays and only gave up like one sack, I believe, are the numbers. We'll double check those and go over them when we do the live show. But that's the numbers I'm pretty sure I saw. And listen, it can never hurt to get some big bodies up front. You want to protect Stafford as best you can. You just got a running back to add to the offense. Keep him protected. You know, Kerryon went down last year with injury. Maybe not all offensive line problem, but your quarterback went down with a fractured back. So you definitely want to find ways to keep these guys upright. Give this offense a chance to be productive. It showed a lot of signs of being able to do that under Bevell in his first year, but obviously Stafford going down, guys just not being able to stay healthy. If we can put a healthy offense on, sky's the limit here. Moving on to the fourth round, the Lions' next pick is 109 overall. There's one guy sitting available right now, and that's Jake Fromm. You've heard Russ and I talk a lot about him over the last couple years. We're both very big fans of him. He's a good quarterback out of Georgia. He's got a very amazing skill set of accuracy. He's very accurate with the ball. And he's one of those guys where you can put him on the bench, let him spend a year or two learning from Matt Stafford. Let him see what it's like to go day in and day out, being a professional, prepping and getting it all in. And I can guarantee you, year or two from now, you're going to have a real hard time keeping this guy off the field. He's a good quarterback. He's a good chance to develop as a quarterback of the future where you're not necessarily saying, hey, Matt, we drafted someone. You've got 5 minutes. Like you go into this knowing he's going to take some time. It's going to take a few, but you also know, hey, quarterbacks off our list for the next couple of years. We have a guy we feel like we can grow and groom to the way we want him to be. And it's a great move. After that, listen, I'd be lying if I said the draft doesn't become a crapshoot here. You're taking best available, and that's what the Lions need to do. If you don't want to go the quarterback there, that's fine. There's going to be other ones available, but I think Fromm's a great one. But after that, you are just taking the best player available that you feel has the best chance of being on that field or at least contributing on that field from the get-go week one. So we'll see what they do there. Should be really exciting tomorrow, and then of course, we're going to definitely try to get all together sometime next week, and we're going to go through this with a fine-tooth comb and see what the other two think. Like I said, I'm just the sanity part of this. We got to get a lot of salt and definitely going to get some stats from Russ on this one. But that's the opinion of one of the three. Hopefully, the other two don't find me too crazy and let me return to host next time. For Armchair Sports Talk, I'm your host, Eric Dorsch. That's one small step for us, one giant leap back in Detroit sports broadcasting.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Blabbering with unfactual information, which is confusing the general public.